So today I'm thinking about the next segment as trail mix. Don't ask me why. But so in trail
I want
mix,
to hear this one.
in trail mix, there are peanuts and there are dried fruit bits.
Can we throw some M&Ms in?
Well, okay, that's my punchline. And there are M&Ms. And this is all these things that you love.
Yes.
And the M&Ms are why I buy the trail mix. And maybe when you think about your news diet, you might think about the ramble as the M&Ms. This ramble story is gonna bust your brain. I'm serious. There's a man, and he's pregnant, for real.
I have stayed so far away from the
I
story
know.
as a result of being ready to have a baby any minute now. I just can't read the story. I'm just going to turn away for a
Okay,
minute.
look away, Allison. Turn away. Thomas Beatty is his name, and he began making headlines about a week ago. He announced in The Advocate magazine that he is pregnant. Now, stay with me here. He's a transgendered former woman who had his breasts removed, but he chose to keep his female reproductive parts in case he wanted to have a baby. And when he learned that his wife, Nancy, couldn't conceive, he decided to try to have their child themselves. And he was impregnated with donor sperm. And the picture's out there. There was a big profile of him in People magazine. And he did kind of this Demi Moore pose, baring his chest and tummy. And he's a guy. I mean, he looks like a man. I saw him on Oprah. He was in an exclusive interview yesterday with his wife. I mean, he's a man. And he's a pregnant man. And he said on Oprah that I feel that it's not a male or female desire to have a child. It's a human need. It's a human want. And I'm a person, and I have the right to have a biological child. And they had his neighbors on, and his neighbors seemed to be supportive. I mean, he lives in Oregon. There's a lot of media attention there, as you might imagine. That's
I'm
that.
walking away from the story. Hey, are you always online? Do you get angry or depressed if you lose or access to your computer? Are you socially isolated? Do you constantly feel you need better computer equipment or more time online? Then you can work for the Bryant Park Project. No, actually, you may be addicted to the internet, and one psychiatrist says your condition should be certified. In the New American Journal of Psychiatry, Gerald Block argues that internet addiction should be included in the next Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. A lot of people know it as the DSM. The U.S. handbook that is recognized of psychiatric conditions. Block says internet addiction has at least three subtypes: excessive gaming, sexual preoccupations, and email and/or text messaging.
Okay, this last one. This is the big story, folks. The New Kids on the Block are back together for the first time in 14 years. The kajillion album-selling boy band from Boston is announcing their reunion today on the Today Show. That means Donnie, Danny, Jordan, Jonathan, and Joey are all close by in our neighborhood, Allison.
And they are not kids. They are grown men in their late 30s.
I know, they're almost 40 years old. Talk about dating ourselves. I mean, I remember I was so in love with NKOTB. But their reunion won't just be about the old stuff, apparently. They've written new music, and most of the songwriting was done by Donnie Wahlberg. And Matt Martinez is really excited about it. That's all we got to say.
That does it for the Ramble. You can get these stories at npr.org/Bryant Park.